not only that, but the whole marketing and messaging behind it that we incorporate into that, like we talked about earlier on today's call. It's just, you incorporate that into a video machine and you just continue posting it. And so as soon as someone sees one of your videos, you've kind of followed them around Facebook. It's just like, it's like, sometimes I just want to get to the top of the mountain and scream like, everybody needs to do this. But because it's just like so life changing. And so it's, that's why you guys are seeing such great results. That's why our clients are seeing astronomical results. I mean, we have 7-figure clients like James Wedmore, Rick Mulready, Caitlin Batcher, like are all 7-figure entrepreneurs who implement this, and they're just seeing like 3x, 2x, 4x on the stuff that they're doing.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We just had a fascinating and we think practice-changing chat with Brandon Lucero from Sold With Video, the creator behind the 4X video effect. In essence, if you're wanting to improve your impact, your reach, if you're wanting to work out how can you use video to build an audience, to improve referral, to attract high-quality new patients, and really become a thought leader, this is the podcast you got to listen to. What were your thoughts, man?
Oh, look, head's still spinning, actually, because it's obviously, we teach a lot of this stuff, but Brandon puts this beautiful, almost new spin on a couple of things, doesn't he? Saying, what content we should be putting out there. So he answers that, how we need to be going about making our videos, the most efficient way of putting lots of content out there that doesn't necessarily require you filming a whole lot of videos. And he just has these beautiful processes for you to run this through so that you can be seen like you're everywhere and that you're constantly putting out great content.
Yeah, I'll tell you why this is important, gang, is that the more people that know, like, and trust you, the more that your phone rings, the more that your appointment book fills. And video is such a highly accelerated tool to be able to do that. Now, maybe you're telling yourself, look, I like the idea of video, but I'm shy, I'm an introvert, all those kind of things. Well, I want you to just push that to the side. And I'd like you to imagine a future where more important than your fear is your ability to be able to reach people in your community as well. So if you can put that fear of video or putting yourself out there to the side and think about what it might mean to your community for you to be a thought leader, a community influencer, then this podcast is for you. We had a hoot. We love Brandon. We're fans.
Big fans.
Have worked with him personally. And so get into it. No more to say. Jump on in. Let's talk Enjoy. With Brandon. Well, a big, big welcome to, one of my new friends, a great mentor of mine. Welcome to the Marketing Your Podcast. No, Marketing Your Practice podcast. I should know that
Either
by
way.
Now. Brandon, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we're excited to have
great
you.
Great to connect.
Tony and I remember it would have been 3 years ago, you were doing a launch of a program with James at the time. And Tony sent me videos, goes, have a look at these guys, look what they're doing, isn't it great? And I think we've been fans literally since then. And when the opportunity came up earlier on this year to actually do some more work more closely with you, we kind of jumped at it and the results have been great. We'll talk about those beforehand. But first this, because you'll be new perhaps to some of our audience, a little bit of your backstory, what kind of brings you to where you are now, Video Whiz, all-around amazing kind of online entrepreneur?
Yeah, so the quick version of my story is basically I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur and never took the plunge because I was in a really comfortable job getting paid really well. And, it's kind of a blessing in disguise, but that company went under and I was put in a really bad spot where I wasn't getting paychecks, I didn't have money, I could barely pay rent. And, those you look back at those stories and they're always painful to go through at the time, but looking back at it, I don't know if I would have actually ever started my business. So it kind of like that bad time pushed me into starting the business. And from there, I basically kind of fell into video. I really had no intention of ever running a video business. I had no intention of ever using video. I actually just wanted my goal in life was basically to just generate $10,000 a month online of, just recurring revenue without having to work. And so I started like ranking websites and trying to run ads on them and things like that. And then that worked great for about 6 months until Google decided to change their algorithm. And then all my sites went out of the search results and I lost all my income overnight again. And so from there, I just applied my SEO tactics to videos, like YouTube videos, and they started ranking. And then after realizing how easy it was to rank videos, I was like, well, maybe I can use these to start, you know, like generating revenue. Like with, maybe I could throw affiliate links on them, or maybe I can offer it as a service. And from there, Sold the Video was born. So I basically started a video company not knowing how to edit videos. I didn't have a camera. I didn't have any interest in video. And I just went for it because I saw an opportunity. And from there, I basically learned how this whole video thing works. Like, how do we edit videos when I don't know how to edit videos? How do I get it done cheaply because I was broke living with my in-laws? How do I do all that stuff? And so over the years, we basically created a 7-figure video marketing business. And I work with some of the top people in the industry now. And then from there, like, my interest in and all sorts of stuff has like gone through the roof. You know, like, how do we incorporate psychology into videos? How do we actually look at creating a journey, a marketing journey with video? And now we have a full team, staff, and people pushing out videos for me. And I don't even edit any videos myself. And so we've just kind of fell into this whole thing, and it's just blown up over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. I know it's interesting because I think about you kind of starting a video business without a camera, not knowing anything about video, not knowing how to shoot them or edit them. You kind of match it. You know, Tony and I spend most of our weeks talking with chiropractors, naturopaths, and we all love the results that videos get us, but we're not necessarily in love with video. So what I want you guys to kind of really hear is, here's somebody that didn't have a video, didn't know what to do with videos, but started a business. So us, as we've really got, there's no excuse in terms of us, you know, moving forwards there too. So what is it about video that you think is so powerful? Why do you think that it should be an essential part of all businesses, brick and mortar, chiropractors, naturopaths, personal trainers?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why, especially when you look at like brick and mortar, local based businesses. One of the biggest excuses you hear from people is like, my location is the reason why my business is failing. Like, I don't have a great location. It's location, location, location. And it's not really location. If we look at what location does, location just gives you exposure, right? And so if you had exposure, then you wouldn't have to worry about your location. And that's what video allows us to do. Every single platform right now is adapting to video. You look at Instagram, which started out with just photos. They have actually more video placements on their platform now than they do images. YouTube is 100% video. Facebook's cheapest advertising is video. And so if you want that exposure in your brick and mortar type of business, you can put a video on Facebook and you can literally get views for about a penny. And so imagine what happens if you spend $1 and you get 100 views of local residents viewing your content. Not only is it just viewing your content, but it's hitting you on all 5 senses. And so what people never really realize is that our reality, what we view as what's in front of us, is created by our 5 senses. So the only reason you know that I'm talking right now is because you can hear me. Maybe, you know, and you guys can see me. You use your sight, your ears, and you can hear and see me. We can touch things. Like, we have all of our 5 senses, but in video allows you to tap into somebody pretty much on all the senses. Like, there's 4 out of the 5 senses that video can really tap into. And so when you really want to make sure that you're getting seen, not only is the cheapest, is it not only is it on all platforms, but it's also hitting people and out of, I think, 4 of the 5 senses that people are actually creating their reality from and where they're actually making decisions from. And so to me, it's one of the most vital things, especially because it's very easy to create if you know the right process to create it. So I think that's, I don't see an excuse or any reason not to be using it, because it is really an easy process. And it's one of the most effective things that I've ever tapped into. And I've been doing this for, you know, 7 years now.
Mm. It's amazing, isn't it? Because, you know, I've been watching you on video for many years, as Angus said before. And I feel like I know you, yet we've never met. And yeah. So there is that beautiful sense of getting to know someone, getting to know their personality, their likes, their dislikes, what they stand for, what they don't stand for. And I think video just puts that across just so beautifully in such a sort of accelerated time frame compared to any other medium.
Yeah.
Well, 100%. It's kind of like, you know, and it's been around for a while. It's been television, and it's now transitioning over to the internet. But when you look at like local based or brick and mortar based businesses, at least for me, when we grew up, we always had those businesses that would run those like cheesy commercials online. And you know, for us, it was the sit and sleep guys, like, come in and we'll beat anyone's price or your mattress is free. And here I am like 15 years later, still memorizing it. but he was like a local celebrity. Like people would recognize him on the street. But back then, unless you were already doing millions a year, you know, millions of dollars a year, you wouldn't be able to afford that. But now you can. And so it's kind of this open playing field, yet most brick and mortar businesses don't venture out and try it, because what happens is most business owners, and I'm sure your audience can probably relate, is like they're really good at that thing that they do, which is like curing people and helping people. But they didn't really go to school for like the marketing and the business stuff. So this is a little bit outside their, you know, their zone of genius. And so they just don't tap into it. But the ones that do take the time to try to learn it or hire someone to do it, like they're seeing astronomical results, to the point where we've had some local businesses actually get recognized, like when they go, or the owners get recognized when they go into restaurant, or not restaurants, but like grocery stores or on the street. Like it's, that's how powerful this is right now.
Yeah. Well, we've had similar stories with clients of ours who we've got making videos where, you know, the day after they've released their first video on social media, walking into a coffee shop first thing the next morning, first person goes, "Ah, Gary, I saw your video yesterday. That was amazing." Out of there, walks down the street, somebody else stops him. So,
and it's still such a great opportunity, isn't there? You say that most, you know, brick and mortar businesses, they're not doing it. And so there still is this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. And you said before, so let's get into this, because I, when you know, so how, what is there, because there's strategy to this as well, rather than just, you know, getting in front of a camera and talking. There are kinds of videos that we should be making. There's messages that we should be sharing. There's lengths of videos. There's things that we should be doing ourselves and things that we should be outsourcing. All of this stuff that you've really helped us with also. So what do we need to do?
So the first thing is, and this has kind of been the process for years, which is people say, find popular keywords and topics and you create how-to content. And that's still like, you could probably do that and see amazing results with that. But there's this shift happening right now where we see people like Gary Vaynerchuk and Lewis Howes like blowing up. I mean, to the point where they're actually celebrities. They're not just like celebrities within the marketing space, but they're celebrities just to the general public. And they don't do any how-to content. They don't do anything. But what they do are, or what they do or what they focus on is more of connection-based type of stuff, or reinforcing their target market's identity, and they shift perspectives. So when you look at Lewis Howes, Lewis Howes, it's all purpose-driven type of stuff that allows people in his audience to connect with his message and his audience's message, like the people he brings onto his show. When we look at Gary Vaynerchuk, what he's doing is he's reinforcing the identity of the entrepreneur, who is the person he's trying to create an audience with. And so he'll do certain things like create videos about how you can become an entrepreneur after college. And now he's hitting like the younger crowd, but he'll also do things like, how do you become an entrepreneur at age 55? There's no excuses. Now he's reinforcing the identity of the entrepreneur at age 55. And so what he's doing, and what I think most people need to do, is like, let's still do the how-to content, but we need to integrate this connection piece. We need to shift perspectives. We need to get people to look at things differently. It's kind of like stepping into the thought leadership role. And so I think a lot of business owners, or at least a lot of entrepreneurs, they look at this and their objective is to become an influencer. Mm. And in my opinion, an influencer does things like entertain, they can build an audience, they give out information. But when you can make that shift to thought leadership, that's when the sales start coming in. That's when you grow an audience that like stands behind you or stands with you because they believe in your message just as much as you do. And the biggest way I know how to explain this is like, if you were to buy a course on how to play baseball, you're not going to go buy a course on how to play baseball from like a news broadcaster, right? Like he might be a sports influencer and have a following, but you're not going to buy a course from that person. But you will buy a course on how to play baseball from the player who changed the game. That's the thought leader. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the biggest shift that we want to make. And the connection piece is the key to making that happen.
Yeah.
So I guess then there's that little barrier that comes up of saying, yeah, okay, that sounds great. I want to be an influencer, a thought leader, someone putting out there. How? What do I do? Is this me to camera saying, hey, I'm a chiropractor? How do we actually go about that? Sounds tricky.
Yeah. So we created a process that I call the thought reversal process. And so what this basically does, and the whole premise is where we operate from, is that everything is a belief. And so a lot of times people and business owners and just, I mean, everyone does this, where they have a belief on something and that belief then becomes their reality. And so most people never really, they get some kind of belief in their head and they go, that's just the way it is. And it's never been questioned. But if we can operate and create content from the basis that everything is a belief, then we can actually start to discredit the beliefs. And the reason why I love this is because I just feel like society and people in general just hold so many beliefs that cause them suffering, and they don't realize that, like, it's a belief. And we can actually discredit those beliefs. I'll give you guys an example. And if you guys want to throw me a belief in your industry, we can see if we can tackle that too. But, you know, in the niche that I'm in, we hear it all the time, like, work hard, grind your face off, work until your eyeballs bleed, then you'll be successful. Mm. And that's a belief. That's not real. You know, like, it's just something that people say, and people just, you know, get enrolled into that idea, and then they accept it as the truth. So we could create this thought reversal video where we start by just being a little polarizing, and we state the belief and how it's wrong. So I could say something like, thinking that you have to work until your eyeballs bleed in order to be successful could be some of the worst advice you could ever get. So now what I'm doing is I'm grabbing attention because I'm being polarizing, because that's a belief that many have adapted to be true. And then what I want to do is I want to take a step back. Like, I don't want to attack. So I want to take a step back and say something like, I understand why you think that, because everyone and their mom is talking about you need to hustle and grind, and that's how you become successful. So I totally understand it. So now I'm kind of like, ease the blow a little bit. And then what I want to do is go straight into the discredit. So what I like to do is apply the belief to everyone or everything, meaning that in order for something to be true, it has to be true 100%. And that's almost never the case. So what I would say is something like, if working hard guaranteed success, then everyone who worked hard in their entire life would become successful. Do you think there have been people that have worked hard and not become successful? And then right there, I've discredited the belief, because there are people that work their butt off but never see success. And so now the whole belief is discredited. And now people kind of go like, wait a minute, this thing I thought to be true is not true. And you just completely discredited their entire belief. And when you can discredit someone's belief, you can lay down the new belief. And if you lay it down in a way that makes sense to them, they will latch onto you and go like, this person knows exactly what they're talking about. I just got rid of this belief that was causing me to work hard, even though my income hasn't been, you know, improving. And that's why me personally, like, that's why I love that type of content so much, is because we get to look at our audience and look at the beliefs that they hold that aren't serving them or causing suffering in their life or causing them to not work with us when we know we can improve their life. And we get to remove that from them. And so it's much more than creating an audience. It's to me, it's more about like actually caring and shifting people's perspectives in a way that's going to end suffering in their life, or at least limit the amount of suffering they're going through. And so again, it's like that polarizing belief, like, here's the belief and it's wrong. Then you take a step back. That's step number two, take that step back. Step number three is discredit it. You can usually discredit it by applying it. Is it true 100% of the time? Is it true for everybody? Or you can find a counter example. Which is just an example of something that's, or someone that everyone would know that discredits that. So, you know, like, I'll give you guys one more example. So I would say something like, how-to content is not the way to grow the fastest audience, which is a common belief in my industry. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, I understand why you think that, because that's what all the gurus are telling you. And then I would say something like, but when we look at Gary Vaynerchuk, he grew the fastest out of anyone, but didn't use a single how-to video. So now I'm using Gary Vaynerchuk as the counterexample to prove my point. And no, you can't argue against that. Now, I don't use that one a lot, because I do believe that how-to content still is an important piece, but we definitely need to incorporate a lot of this connection stuff and perspective shifts.
Yeah. We were talking about it before, because we've been huge fans and seen incredible results with sharing how-to content, you know, how to naturally get rid of your low back pain, you know, how to detox, how to get a better night's sleep. These kind of things we've been teaching, our clients have been teaching it too. But I see that there's another way, and certainly the sort of content that Tony and I are starting to share now is going a step above that. I mean, with that how-to content, we're really trying to change people's behaviors. But what sits above people's behaviors or below, depending on which one do it, is really their beliefs. That's what drives it. I think it's a way for us to connect with them in an emotional part of their brain as opposed to the logical part of the brain there too. So can we try and put together let's just say that I'm a naturopath. I really love working with people to naturally help them lower their blood pressure. And so the belief system might be that once I'm on blood pressure medication, I have to be on it for the rest of my life. So that would be our opening sort of statement. And then so from there, then what we want to do is we could then go into saying something like, you know, I understand why this is, you might think this way, your doctor's told that, and you see all the other people around you that once they take, you know, blood pressure medication, they're taking it forever. Then we go into our thought reversal after that.
Yep.
Is that the kind of structure that we're working through?
Yeah. So just making sure I understand, the belief is that if you go on blood pressure medicine, that you have to stay on it forever. That's the belief. Okay. Yeah. So you basically just start off by saying the belief, or something along the lines of like thinking that if you go on blood pressure medicine is something that lasts forever. Well, yes. Thinking that you have to stay on your blood pressure medicine for the rest of your life, it could be some of the worst advice that you ever hear. Something along those lines. You might want to fine tune it a little bit, but something along those lines. And then you would just go into the softening, which would be something like, but I understand why you think that, because your doctor or other people that you talk to may have told you that it is a belief out there, but let me ask you, and we transition to the discredit, but let me ask you, and then we just apply it to everyone.
And I wanted the discredit I would go there too is if, would it be right if I were to say, hey, listen, if blood pressure medication were necessary for low blood pressure, then surely all those people that had low blood pressure medication need to be taking blood pressure meds. Something like that. Obviously, we could kind of workshop.
Perfect. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah.
But that's not the case. There's plenty of people out there with a healthy blood pressure that have never taken blood pressure medication in their lives.
Yeah.
And then you would lead, because then you would then lead into, why is this so? What are they doing? How can I help you? Is that where we go with it?
Yeah, you'd go there, and you can even throw in a statistic, you could say, what most people don't realize is that, I'm just making this up, obviously, but 39% of the people with, low blood pressure never even go on there. So why is this thought even out there and existing right now? And you could kind of tackle that way, or you could say, so what are these other 70 or 39% of the people doing that you're not doing? There's a bunch of different directions you can take it from there. But yeah, I mean, that's basically the idea you would want to follow. I think that's perfect.
So many for the health space, isn't there? So many beliefs that, just see it, you think there's a pill for every ill might be killing you rather than saving your life. I mean, there's so many examples that as natural health practitioners, we go, oh, it drives us mad. I lost all my hair because of some of these beliefs. And we want to, and we think as natural health practitioners, we've got these almost, it's almost like we think we've got the secret, and so this thought reversal type of a video is such a great way for us to express this passion that we all have for getting sick people well and keeping well people well. It's a beautiful framework. So thanks.
Well, in your guys's niche, it's incredibly powerful just because of the way the healthcare, at least in the States, I'm sure it's probably similar where you guys are, but there's a lot of controversy about why medicines are being prescribed and did they actually heal people and why aren't we looking at natural stuff? So like as a naturopathic doctor, you have hours and hours of content to go and use. But the beautiful thing is that the content's also extremely polarizing. And a lot of people don't understand, they don't understand that polarizing is actually a good thing. Because if you're going to go polarizing, it causes controversy, which gives you more engagement on your video. But what you're doing is you're so right or left, right? Like usually there's not a lot of people in the middle when you're very polarizing. So what you're doing is the people that believe in you and believe in your message and believe that like the naturopathic way is the way of the future and where we should be going. Not only do you reinforce their identity and you're reinforcing their beliefs, but you're actually going to battle against the other people. And when you go to battle with somebody by your side, they tend to latch onto you even stronger. So like you're pushing more people away, but those are people that would have come to you in the first place. But what you're really doing is strengthening the connection with the people that would come to you.
That's a great point.
Because we get scared of polarizing content. Yeah. I don't want to offend anyone. And I love that idea. It was Bill Esteb who first kind of taught me this idea that, when you think about someone, for somebody to be incredibly magnetic, that magnet spin it around as equally as repulsive. And when I kind of went, it has to be. We need to put a stake in the ground that says, here's what we stand for, so people can kind of move in our direction to start to create this. You have this idea when you kind of talk about it with the entrepreneur, which I think mirrors exactly with us, as health practitioners, of you've been trying to put a message out there, you've been doing all this stuff, it hasn't worked, you need to step into it. Can you give us an overview of that bit of a journey there too? Because I think it's a parallel to what, we're teaching and what, our listeners to head towards.
Yeah. So sorry, I didn't fully understand that. You want me to talk about the journey of what?
Well, the entrepreneur is, because so many entrepreneurs out there are trying to get their message out. They're making their how-to videos, but they're following all the guru information, but they're not being heard. We've got a bunch of chiropractors, naturopaths, Chinese med practitioners, personal trainers, psychologists that are wanting to have a message heard. They're trying to get it out there you know, whether it be through their organic Facebook posts or they're making some videos. It's not because they're not sharing the right thing. There needs to be a little bit of a transition in how they think about stuff, the content that they create.
Right.
And then into, okay, I need to leverage that as well and get support in. How do I do all of that?
Sure. Okay, perfect. So there's a couple of things that are really going on that are causing like the unheard entrepreneur to stay unheard. One of them is they just blend in too well. Like, you know, if you do a how-to video and it gets traction, what I tell people is that the how-to video stuff does play an important role, but you have to understand there's also probably going to be 10 other people that are going to have a video probably giving the same tips and steps and whatever. And now if someone does latch on to your how-to content, there's more going on underneath the surface. There's a reason why they watched you instead of those 10 other people. It's because of that connection piece. So we can still do how-to content, but we definitely want to integrate a lot of that connection piece. Like, what do you stand for? What's the message? Why are you in business in the first place? Why are you a naturopathic doctor? Are you a parent? Maybe you incorporate some of that stuff. Because I can tell you right now that if I was a doctor and you were a doctor, and we had the same how-to video content and people identified with us both the same, but they found out that I was a father and let's just pretend you weren't, but they were, they're going to connect with me on a subconscious level because now they're identifying with me because of that. And so what we have to do is like, let's do the how-to content, let's do all of that stuff, but let's, you know, come from the understanding that people make decisions based off of connection and rapport. You know, that is basic sales. Like, they talk about rapport all the time when you go to any basic sales training. And so that's essentially what we're doing through content. But what I like to tell people is that when you stand up for something and you incorporate your core values and you incorporate your beliefs into content and you give the how-to stuff, there's not very many people that will match you all the way through. So what tends to happen is you actually stand out on your own. And it goes back to what Seth Godin talks about in one of his books, where the purple cow, like the purple cow is the one that always gets noticed because everyone else is, you know, all the other cows are white and black or whatever. But the purple cow is the one that stands out. But it's, no one really realizes that. So they put out how-to content without the understanding that they need to build connection and they also need to stand out at the same time. So let's find that message that is uniquely you. What is unique about you that most people aren't talking about? So a lot of the people we work with happen to be mothers and entrepreneurs. So we actually incorporate a lot of belief-based videos on mothers and entrepreneurs because we know no one else is talking about it. So that separates them from everyone else. And it allows their audience to connect with them because most of them are mothers and entrepreneurs. And so it's all about how do you stand out? What's that unique message that is yours? How do you integrate it into content? And how do you integrate beliefs and core values into your content as well as giving, you know, the educational how-to style content?
Yeah, it's giving people a real glimpse into who you are and what you're about, isn't it? Not just what you know. And I think that's a big difference. The way that I look at it is, yes, let's let them know what we know, but let's let them know who we are as well. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's all about just the connection on a subconscious level. We all hear the phrase, like, people buy from me who they know, like, and trust. But I don't feel like a lot of people with their content actually focus on building a know, like, and trust because they just don't know. They just don't know how. And it really is just reinforcing identity and taking a stand for what you believe in. And that's the other thing too. So many people are just afraid to be polarizing or to take a stand for what they believe in. But for me, like, the biggest thing that I tell people is that, you know, like, me personally, and I know your audience is too, like, I'm in business to actually make a change in this planet. I know it's a little cliche, but at the end of the day, like, the reason why you're a doctor is because you want to help people. And at the end of the day, that's what I do. I'm in marketing because I want to actually help people shift their perspectives. I want to change society. I want people with a message to get out there and get that message out there. I think the way society has been set up is set up to cause a lot of suffering. And so, like, for me, that's the entire basis of my entire company. It's like, that's why we do what we do. And so it just hit me one day, is like, I could sit here and worry about the fear of judgment, worry about what I look like on camera, worry about all of that stuff. That just means less people are going to be impacted, less people, that's causing more people to suffer. So, you know, and over time it just becomes easier and easier and easier. So the way I looked at it is like, sure, I could suffer for the 5 minutes it's going to take to make this video, but that's going to cause less suffering in 100 other people's lives. So what's more important, like worrying about judgment or actually helping people? And when you fully answer that question, you get to the root of why you started your business in the first place, it becomes very easy to get your butt in front of that camera and create content that's going to end suffering in people's lives. And to me, that's what it's all about.
It's a very different way of looking at the content. You know, so many of our audience, and I dare say yours the same, will hide behind perfectionism. What camera do I need? What microphone do I need? How lights for why they're not making videos? But there's a fear around being seen. There's a fear around rejection. There's a fear around all those kind of things there too. And when we push that to the side and just listening to you then, how easy it is to push those fears to the side and remember it's actually not about me. You know, why did I become a chiropractor and naturopath? Why did it? Because I want to make a difference to my community. What's more important? You know, my fear or the lives that I can change. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden that kind of spins things around.
It's a very selfish view, isn't it? As you said before to us, Brandon, it's a very selfish view to think about what people are going to think of the little bump on the side of my head or, you know, like who gives a crap?
Yeah.
You know, we've got people to help and people to serve and let's get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's kind of like the driving force behind me and everyone that I work with. It really is. It's like a selfish view. And I tell them that I'm like, you could be selfish and like not put out your video and stay safe and let, you know, 100 or 1,000 people suffer. But I know you're not that type of person. So let's get that video. Usually that kind of shifts people's perspectives. But, but yeah, and I think with the platforms that we have now, I mean, we can put a video on Facebook and run it to an audience and get 100 people to view it for a single dollar. Like it's just unheard of, you know, and it's an opportunity that most people have right now. So it's an amazing and extremely powerful thing to tap into.
Yeah. I think as brilliant, as wonderful as Facebook and Instagram, the social media platforms are for building an audience, a global audience, for building a local audience, Facebook is so simple to use at that, you know, choose a radius, off you go. You know, I don't even go into interests and all that kind of stuff. I just pick that radius and it's still so ridiculously cheap for me to kind of get a message to people too. I'd love, you've got some really wonderful thoughts and systems in around taking the work off my plate and putting it on somebody else's, delegation, all those kind of things there too, because, you know, for many people, their primary role will be, I want to look after my patients. I get the value of this. I'm ready to step in front of the camera. I'm ready to make the videos, but man, I don't know how to edit them. I don't know how to do the rest of that kind of stuff like that as well. So what are your thoughts with regards to delegation, virtual assistants, all those kind of things?
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you brought it up because it's one thing that I think most people don't realize they have available to them because most people think video, like, either I have to learn the stuff myself or I have to hire an expensive person, you know, like locally to do it. And, you know, you can hire people locally. You know, I have people local here working for us and producing a lot of content. But like I said, my story is I got started when I was broke. I literally lived with my in-laws for 4 years because I didn't have any money. My wife supported us just to pay the bills that we had. And so I was forced to look at video as like an efficient machine. How do I get as much content out with this small, tiny budget that I have? And so I heard people talking about like virtual assistants and hiring people overseas. And so I actually started looking for editors overseas who could edit videos. And again, remember, I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. Like I didn't know how to record anything. Like my first camera was just a handheld family cam and it said HD on it. So I was like, oh, that's perfect. I'm just going to buy that. And I didn't know what like a DSLR was. I didn't know anything. And I was recording videos with that. And now we have phones that are good enough to use for content. In fact, some of my sales videos, I just record with a phone, you know, and I get those out there. It's all about just getting the right message out. But what we've been able to do is hire people overseas. And so there are amazing, talented editors overseas. I like personally in the Philippines because their work ethic is just unbelievable. In fact, we used to have an office out in the Philippines. And so we had 4 editors who would go there and be editing our videos and our clients' videos. And I had a video manager over there and he would like manage everything, make sure we hit our deadlines and all that stuff. But they work usually between $3 to $5 an hour. And so for a single business, you probably only need to spend anywhere from $100 to $250, maybe $300 a month, depending on how much content you want to push out, to hire someone part-time, an editor overseas, to actually edit your content. Now, nowadays, you can just record it with your phone, put it on Dropbox, send it over to them, and they will push it back to you. But the problem that I faced, and so that takes care of the financial budget, right? So like you can get editing done for really cheap. But the other side of video is that it's time consuming to try to like manage and do all of that stuff. So that was the next battle that we had to go through. And so I figured out how to get content done for cheap, but the streamline process was a challenge because I'm not process orientated. But what I ended up doing is just creating a style guide. So we, instead of trying to do all these different types of content, like how-tos, inspirationals, vlogging. Instead of doing all of it, we just narrowed it down to one or two types of content. So for us nowadays, what we recommend is doing how-to content and either thought reversal slash motivational or something like that. Just pick two types of content you want to do. And then you literally templatize the entire style. And this happens or has a couple different benefits. One is it makes everything streamlined, but two, it keeps your branding consistent. So that way you don't have a bunch of different videos all edited differently. And no matter who edits your videos, they all look the same. So if everything from like the first 5 seconds of how a how-to video opens up, we actually have a style guide that will explain like this happens, this happens, this happens. And then that way any editor can hop in and see how a how-to video for us is created. And then we have templates. So like the intro always opens like this, the end card always ends like this, the text always comes on like this. And that way the entire process is completely streamlined. There's no questions. There's no back and forth. I just get a perfect video every single time. Now, it does take a little bit of time to write it out. You might have to spend a couple hours writing this thing out. But one of my mentors, James Wedmore, always says that sometimes you have to slow down in order to speed up. And so in order to speed up with video, you're going to have to slow down and take time to like create the style guide. But I'm telling you, once you have that editor in place and once you have that style guide in place, you can push out a ton of content without it sucking up your time. So you basically just record it, you send it over, you run it through your system, and they will upload the final version. It looks perfect because your style guide dialed it, and you just upload that bad boy to Facebook or YouTube or wherever, and you just send them another one. And then your machine automatically spits out another video. And so that's the whole other side of video that we've tackled, is like, how do we streamline it on anyone's budget, regardless of whether or not you know how to edit or film or whatever. So you don't need to be technically savvy. You don't need to have a ton of money. You just need to put in the time or the effort to do it. And then once you do, you just have this video machine that pumps out content for you.
It's
up and running.
Been one of the biggest growths for Tony and I this year. My style guide, I put it together. It didn't take me 2 or 3 hours. It took me 3 days, of which I was pissed every moment of it. Tony and I, our management style is very free and flexible. And so for us to have to pin something down there was like a nightmare. So every time I was doing it, it was that slow down to speed up. But to say that it's taken a ton of weight off our shoulders is an understatement of how much more content we can get out now. Mm. The growth that it has made in terms of, you know, to this podcast that many of you are listening to, our reach across all the areas of our business too. So working with that initially, locking yourself in a room, getting some, and it's also for us too, it's been a dynamic process. We go, oh, no, we like it like this, we tweak it. But what's really great now is if Mackie, who we have working with us over in the Philippines, who we love, like we love Mackie, he's terrific. If he were to say tomorrow, I'm out and gone, then we have a style guide there that we would get somebody straight back in there. And I'm sure that within a day, there's no problems with that happening anymore. We're not held hostage in any way, and it's incredibly freeing. And if you think about it out there too, gang, if you could have a video editor that was literally, because I think you could do it for $100-$150 a month, so you know, $1,200 a year, brilliant high quality videos, and you just need to sit down to begin with, work out what you want, play with it, and then it's all done. You know, you shoot your video, put it in a Dropbox, and then 2 or 3 days later it's there for you in multiple versions back for you to share where you want it. And you know, we're lucky our video editor is also great graphic design. He's doing a whole bunch of things for us as well. And that, I learned all of that from you, which was, incredibly grateful for. So,
And it's been amazing because what we've been able to do is we pump out, inside my own companies, we pump out hundreds of videos a month for our clients. And I have 6 editors. And so 6 editors are literally able to push out hundreds of videos every single month because of that process. And it's great because they're all interchangeable, meaning like they all work on different people's projects. But since the style guide and the templates are so dialed in, and that's why we created this, figured out this process. You literally cannot determine or see who edited a single video. Like you can get a final product and I don't know if Aiden or Jackie or Spencer was the one who edited the video because the process is just that dialed in. And as you guys know, with editors, everyone always has their unique style or flavor or twist they like to put on stuff. So that, you know, that's what was happening is like Aiden was gone one day. So Spencer had to hop in and then the video was always different. So like out of necessity, we figured it out. And then, the next piece of it, which we haven't even talked about yet, is batching. So if you even took another day or two to like kind of map out the content you wanted to do for the next 6 months, so which is, really, if you're doing a video a week, that only is 24 videos, I think. Yep, 24 videos. You map out 24 videos, and then you just film them all in one day. Then you send it to your overseas team. Like, you just have this video machine that's going to pump out 6 months worth of content for you, and it's only going to take you a day or two to like get that stuff created. Yeah. And so that's why a lot of clients like working with us, is because the systems and processes where they can dedicate 3 days and then they get 6 months of video content, and then they don't have to worry about it. But if you have that process set up internally, you could do the exact same thing.
Yeah. And it lets you do the thing that you really love doing, whether that be adjusting a patient, you know, consults with patients, personal training, you know, whatever the thing that you really want to do. Is that, yeah, we've taken on the batching thing. Are we 8 weeks in advance?
Mm, 8 weeks ahead.
So, which is great. So we could do nothing for the next 8 weeks, literally, and our content will keep on dripping out, which again is another thing that we've never been able to pull off in the past as well. So this has worked great for us. You know, so I'm doing the same thing in my chiropractic practice. Mm.
It's not just that. It's taken a lot of pressure off us. We're not doing those tasks that we're not the best at. You know, there's someone better out there. But the results have been astronomical as well. As people listening to our content, engaging with our content as well. And that's been all down to working with you, Brandon, and going through the processes that you teach so beautifully. But our results are also skyrocketing. So it's a weight off and better results. Win-win.
less work, more results.
Exactly. Exactly.
What a concept.
What a concept. Yeah. It goes in the face of that hustle, grind till you die type of a message, doesn't it? It's like, okay, how can we get some great results with it being as easy as possible? And that's not to say it's always easy, but as easy as possible.
Yeah. And the way we have the whole system, like, even figured out, is that when you can repurpose your content too, like, you can literally have almost a video a day going out. And so people are going to look at that don't know the system. They don't know the process that we use. They're going to look at that and go like, how, you guys have to be hustling until your eyeballs bleed, because there's just no way you can push out that much content. And it's just like, no, we just figured out a video machine that pushes out content regardless of what your skills are. And it sounds a little too good to be true. So I'm always very careful of how I phrase it to people. But I mean, that's literally what it is. Like, spend 3 days, 2 days filming content, and you literally will have 6 months worth of video content going out without it requiring any more of your time. And not only that, but the whole marketing and messaging behind it that we incorporate into that, like we talked about earlier on today's call, is just, you incorporate that into a video machine and you just continue posting it. And so as soon as someone sees one of your videos, you've kind of followed them around Facebook. It's just like, it's like, sometimes I just want to get to the top of the mountain and scream like, everybody needs to do this. But because it's just like so life changing. And so it's, you know, that's why you guys are seeing such great results. That's why our clients are seeing astronomical results. I mean, we have 7-figure clients like James Wedmore, Rick Mulready, Caitlin Batcher, like, are all 7-figure entrepreneurs who implement this, and they're just seeing like 3x, 2x, 4x on the stuff that they're doing. It's because no one's ever really tapped into this stuff before. And so it doesn't matter if you're just starting out. It doesn't matter if you're like already kicking butt. Like, taking this has been able to go like 2, 3, 4x on people's businesses. Mm. So it's pretty unbelievable.
What I love about this too, and because often as we get so scared of pushy, sleazy messages, it's not. It's sharing the best part of you, messages that change and help to people to address, you know, perhaps faulty belief systems, then into perhaps some how-tos of how they can implement that, strategies for us to follow. All of this is that we can do, which is such magnetic marketing. It's attractive marketing as opposed to us, you know, trying to scare and manipulate people into stuff as well. And then for guys that are, and gals that are listening to this, you know, when we make videos, we get out of the way of our own fears, videos that share belief systems that are motivating, they're inspiring, that share our values inside of that. You know, we handball that off to a team that's working for us, you know, wherever, that's helping us to produce those. We're batching those. So that's what, whether it be, you know, we're not quite, we sort of one day every 2 months we get together there too. But if that's it, I mean, if you're not prepared to put in at least one day a month to build your practice and this kind of thing, then I can tell you, this ain't for you. You're not really serious about impacting more people, but this is worth one day a month with you doing this. And it really shouldn't need to take any more than that time-wise as well.
Yeah. And, you know, it boils down to also, it's like, you're in business to make an ROI. And so, like, getting more and more people in here is going to get you an ROI. And, like, you know, for me, at least money in my business, I look at it as a tool. Like, I don't look at it as, you know, it is nice to have a nicer house and a nicer car and to make more money and have a bigger savings account too. But I just know, like, when I, the more money I make, the more people that I can help. So the more money you can make, the bigger practice you can have, the more cities you can reach into, the more, the bigger, like, you can make your impact. And so, you know, if anything, just if, at least for me, what motivates me is helping more people. So if that's what motivates you too, it's like, just focus on this stuff that's going to help that remove beliefs, make you more money, so that when you make more money, you can then go and help more people and spread your practice and build your practice bigger, bringer bigger, and make your impact. So at least to me, that's what it's all about. And I would assume your audience is probably in a similar boat.
I think so, Matt. I think so. And yeah, there's going to be people listening going, oh my God, this is amazing. Can you just tell me how I can work with Brandon, or what have you got? How do we learn this stuff from you, and how do we go about it? We know you've got some things coming up. Let's roll into that. What's going on?
Sure. So the best way to go is probably to go through our free video series that we have up. And again, this is why having a team in the video system is so amazing. So we created, obviously I have a biased opinion, but in my opinion, this is one of the most impactful video series out there that's going to walk you through the entire process. So we call this whole process the Video 4X Effect, because it tackles like your impact and revenue goals. So you're creating content that will actually get you one step closer. Then the next pillar is your impactful message. So how do we create that content that builds a connection? And then the next piece is the synergistic strategy. So then how do we take this and implement it on YouTube and Facebook? Like, where do we upload? How do we upload? How do we make sure it's getting seen by the right people? How do we spend $1 and get 100 views? Like, how do we do all that? So that's the synergistic strategy. And then the fourth pillar is the workflows and processes and systems. So how do we make sure that we're batching the content? How do we set up the style guide? How do we do all that stuff so that it is hands-off? And in my opinion, to make video work, you actually need all four of those. You need to know what your revenue goals are and your impact goals. You can actually create content that gets you there. You need to know what the message is. You need to know how you're posting it so it's getting seen. And you need to know how to make it hands-off. And so this video series is completely free. It's a 6-part video series that will walk you through each one of those pillars, so that you can see how this system will work inside of your business. And again, it's one of the most impactful pieces of content that I have ever put together. And my team and I basically put it together over the last 5 weeks. It took us 5 weeks to put this whole thing together, which is, you know, like when you have 5 people working on something for 5 weeks, it's a lot of stuff. And we really took time to make this one of the best pieces of content and series that we've put out there ever. So I would recommend most of the audience should probably go through that and start seeing how they can incorporate it into their business.
That's cool. The best step. And I think we've got, for memory, for those of you that you'll be driving, walking dog, head on over to adiomedia.com/Brandon. So B-R-A-N-D-O-N. So Brandon is, and that'll kind of link you into the video series there as well. So Brandon and his team, you know, Tony and I have had the pleasure of working with Brandon since the start of this year. These guys walk their talk. You know, Taylor, who we've worked closely with, the whole team there are so committed to helping their tribe get results. I don't know if I've mentioned it enough how grateful I am for the care and support that you guys have shown. This is a tidal wave, gang, that's coming along that you need to jump on, and you don't even need to have that hard in the right direction. Ben will show you how to automate this stuff. So it really has you getting the reach that you want to have as well. So Brandon, on behalf of Tony and myself, thanks for all that you do. You know, you're talking about wanting to help people. You helped us and we're helping people, and it's magnifying through there as well. So we greatly appreciate adiomedia.com/Brandon is where you'll find the training there as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I love hearing that. And my entire team is behind the vision on this. Like, when I say we're here to change the way content is done and to help improve society, like, we have some big goals and I'm glad it comes through. And I think what we're tapping into right now is literally the wave of the future, and most people aren't seeing it. So I'm just glad that I had the opportunity to come onto your guys' podcast and to speak to your audience. And for everyone who's listening right now, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to even like give you guys a piece of this. And I would love for you to come in and experience more of it and see how this can change your business and your family's lives and the lives of all your patients.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Thanks, mate. Thank you so much for being part of the podcast. We'll catch up soon.
Until next time. See you soon, bud. Bye.
Bye, guys.